Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard.
At least she had a cupboard. My kitchen was the first thing I missed when I had to leave my home and move into this home. We tried, and for a few weeks they let us, those of us who wanted to, help out in the kitchen, cutting carrots and peeling potatoes. But you know, the kitchen staff made us feel so much like a burden, like sent-off children they had to humor. And we didn't work fast enough, and they didn't like us talking, and soon no one went anymore.
To fetch her poor dog.
And at least she had a dog. My dogs, Benny and Chumps, are what I miss the most. They won't even let us have a cat or even a bird.
It would help, you know. It would be some company, something bright and chirpy and alive.
A bone.
Suggesting she had meat. Meat comes on bones. How many of us can afford meat? Those of us who can't afford to move into one of those homes.
Or don't need to, quite yet. Thank God.
Those of us trying to live on the pension check we get.
But when she got there, the cupboard was bare. And so the poor dog had none.
There is no food at all in her cupboard. And not surprising. Even with the senior discount on Wednesdays at the food mart, no food at all. And they feel sorry for the dog.
Well, that's fine and good, Joe. We don't want their sympathy.